This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and South Korea said that they will end their annual large-scale joint military exercises as Washington pushes efforts to improve ties with North Korea. The two allies will instead carry out adjusted outside maneuver trainings and united command exercises to continue firm military readiness. During a Saturday phone call between South Korean defense minister and his U.S. counterpart, both sides decided to conclude the key resolve in full Eagle series of exercises. That's according to a Pentagon statement. That decision comes days after the conclusion of U.S. President Trump's second summit with North Korean Kim Jong-un in Hanoi, which ended without a formal agreement, but with both sides suggesting that they would keep talking. U.S.-backed Syrian defense forces continued their assault on the so-called Islamic State's last enclave in Baghouz, Syria. Reuters correspondent Saskia Donahue reports that officials are confident the battle will not last much longer.
The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, removed several hundred people on Friday, separating women and children from men who were taken for interrogation. The SDF then launched an attack to seal 4 years of international efforts to roll back a caliphate that redrew the map of the Middle East. On Saturday, the SDF said they expect the battle to take Islamic State's last enclave to be over soon. Some 40,000 people have crossed out of the jihadist diminishing territory in the last 3 months, as the SDF sought to drive the militants from remaining pockets. Their final advance was slowed for weeks by the jihadists' extensive use of tunnels and human shields. They have not ruled out the possibility that some militants have crept out, hidden among civilians.
Saskia Donahue reporting. Pakistan confirmed Saturday that two of its soldiers have been killed in ongoing military skirmishes with India across the disputed Kashmir border known as the Line of Control. This is